I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And there is no one signed up for public comment. Okay, so do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes, you have a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Commissioner McClure, I'd like to change that if I could to include a support letter for the Fast Ferry as item I under business.
Is that in reference to this letter that we received? And who will be writing that letter?
It's written. All you have to do is sign it if you
agree. This letter.
Yes.
Okay.
And so what are we calling that letter?
I'm calling it support for passenger ferries to the Transportation Committee.
To Washington State Transportation. Committee or commission?
It says committee.
Okay.
That's what Steve Code does.
Oh, yeah, that's the committee. Okay, any further discussion?
I don't have any.
I get that this is a good thing to do on behalf of our county and the region. I'm not so sure what value it's going to bring us, but I'm supportive of signing it.
What are your concerns?
That $500,000 is a lot of money, and we've got our passenger ferries. There's a plan in place. If they're not being provided by the state, and I know there's a lot of interest in South Sound for other ferries, but I just don't see what it's going to do for us. And at a moment when I'm very aware of, we'll give you $500,000 this year for dealing with this, and then maybe next year we'll do another $500,000,
mm-hmm.
putting out little bits for the traffic problem. I think this is good, as I think about it.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah. Okay. So, all in favor of our signing this?
Aye.
Aye. Well, actually, we were supposed to do that as aye, but we can add it to the agenda. We just added it to the agenda, and so we know what we're going to vote when we get there.
Oh.
That was all about the agenda.
That's right, it was.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. No public comment. The consent agenda that we have in our packet, these are routine matters, will be enacted by one motion with no separate discussion. If separate discussion is desired, you can remove it from the consent agenda by a commissioner.
So we're going to be approving the meeting minutes from January 24th and approval of warrants?
Yes.
So I've already read these over. So I make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes and the warrants as written.
Excuse me, Juanita, do you have additional warrants to put in here?
We added them to the package already.
Oh, because I didn't have it in my packet, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sweet, yeah.
It was that $200,000 or $400,000 one I didn't see here for the red roof.
Okay, so I would second that motion. And we can. Do you have anything else you want to comment about those?
No.
So all in favor of approving the consent agenda as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Financial report.
I don't know if you had a lot of time to review it. There are a couple things I'd like to bring to your attention. On page 3, which is kind of all of our January numbers, you can see we're $8,000 over our projections, mainly because of fuel sales. Fuel sales have been very good in January, so it's at page 3 and 5.
Mine's here like 28.
Remember, yours is, you got yours early.
Okay.
So it changed it.
Can I look real quick and see?
It's a statement of revenues and expenses, cash basis.
Statement of revenues, yeah. It says 28, 29, 30.
No, it should be right in the front. It should be right after the letter.
What's the first one?
Right here?
Next page.
This one. Right here?
No.
Okay, mine doesn't have it.
Gosh.
This is the one you're talking about. Yep. Okay, got it. This one. 28.
So, anyway, we're close to $8,000 over our projected budgets. You see that the audit has shifted years, so we're getting billed for our audit in 2018, too, that we thought was going to be wrapped up in 17. The employee medical looks like we're $10,000 over budget, but that was actually 2 months of payments, January and February.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I just wanted to let you be aware of that. Legal continues to be over budget. We thought $7,000, but it's $13,000 for legal. And then payroll taxes, it looks funny, but Juanita pays quarterly. So when she pays quarterly in January, it's for January, February, March. So those are just the things when you look at it, you go, wow, that looks out of whack. But the bottom line is we're doing well and pretty much right on budget.
And purchase of capital assets, what is that?
That goes into our reserve account. So
okay.
Every quarter or three times a year.
Well, that one is all the expenses that we put into covered mortgage.
Covered mortgage.
Okay.
Or the office remodel and expense.
But you do that quarterly, is there, or three times a year?
The transfers is quarterly.
Quarterly.
I haven't done it yet.
So where is the cost of Beth Bryant at this point?
No, she's going to be under consulting. I was thinking about that a little bit today. I should probably move that back to legal, because she technically is legal to consulting. And we didn't budget a lot of money for consulting. But for right now, she is under consulting fee.
Okay. And the commissioner's medical, is that under compensation or employee medical?
It's going to be under employee medical. Okay. And if you want, I was actually thinking about that today too. I should probably separate that out. If you guys want to see it, you can do it.
It would only make me feel bad.
I have it separated under QuickBooks, but for Hearthstone, they use.
So you said the employee medical, that was quarterly, right? Employee medical is quarterly.
The big amount was, no, it was because we didn't get billed for January until the end of January.
Oh, so it was 2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the payroll taxes, it was quarterly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, payroll was quarterly, thank you.
Is there anything else you want to highlight, Juanita or Jim?
No,
Okay. So is there a motion to approve the financial report?
I make a motion to approve the financial report.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. This is so funny having...
I know, it feels kind of odd.
Okay. So agenda item 7A is a resolution to update the Kitsap County Treasurer's Office deposit account signature card. And to remove former Commissioner Bruce McIntyre from the account, does that include adding Laura, or has that already been
she
done?
She did that last month.
Okay,
she's
yeah.
ordered. We added the next three resolutions remove Bruce from those three accounts that
okay.
we did. And obviously, when we have a new commissioner, we're going to do these three agendas to get our resolutions again.
Okay.
So do I make a motion to approve?
Yes, you actually probably, if you wish.
One at a time?
Could
or?
Do all three at one time.
Okay. Looks like, okay. So I make a motion to approve the three resolutions about the signature cards, resolution number 0201. 2018, 0202, 2018, and 0203, 2018.
Okay, there's something a little odd. 2-1, 2-1, 2-2.
And 2-3. Where's 2-1?
There it is. Okay. And here's 2-3. I got
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, it was confusing to me because there were two pages. There's the cover page and then the actual resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those all have to do with the banks.
Yeah. And I second. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done. Okay, D. It's a little different. Resolution to appoint a secretary to the board and the public records officer. RCW 4256580 requires each state and local agency to appoint and publicly identify a public records officer. Is there a need to read the resolution into the record?
Out of record.
So we're designating Lacey Gray as the public records officer, and additionally, secretary to the board, and recognizing that you have the ultimate authority to designate who that person would be.
But she would be the person of record. This would be if she were out for an extended period of time,
okay.
I could designate a designee
okay.
without board approval. But if she's here and doing her capacity, she would be the secretary and board's office.
Okay.
So this doesn't change when a new commissioner comes on.
No.
This stays the same. Okay.
This replaces Sam when Sam left.
Oh, okay.
We have to formally
okay.
identify who the public records officer is. It will be on the website. She will have her contact information as that person.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. So I'll make a motion?
Yes.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 0204-2018 to appoint Lacey Gray as secretary to the board and public records office.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It gets confusing when you have a secretary to the board and a board secretary. Two different positions.
That's what I thought. There, that's what was confusing to me, because I thought that one of us was supposed to be a... Yeah.
Right. Secretary of the board versus to the board.
Right.
Yeah. Well, good. And our next resolution relates to the Port of Kingston organizational chart. Jim, do you want to walk us through
sure.
salient points?
So this doesn't need to be a resolution. It's just a motion by the board. Part of the commissioner's responsibility, as you're aware, is to approve the organizational chart. The additions here, one, we removed Commissioner McIntyre off up on top and have a vacant position. But the other issue we talked about was bringing on Joe Crow to be a full-time employee. So he's represented here as marina attendant, and we've also removed our summer part-time help. So we won't be doing a summer part-time help. Joe will fill that position. So that's what this reflects. Obviously, in 3, 4, or 5 weeks, we're going to have to redo it with a new commissioner's name. But I wanted to identify that we have hired Joe as of March 1 to start as a full-time employee.
So I just need to understand a couple of things that I see here. So we have two part-time marina attendants, one of whom is Bob.
Bob works 30 hours a week.
Okay.
It's 3 days. And Greg works
20
hours a week. They've been such long-time employees, everybody thinks they're full-time, but they are part-time employees.
Okay.
Motion to approve the organizational chart as written.
I second. Further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So we turn to the election of commission officers. Due to the resignation of Bruce McIntyre, who was board president, we now must elect new commission officers for the 2018 year. And the basic commission officers are the president and the treasurer, secretary. And so are there nominations for those?
I nominate Mary as president of the commission.
Yeah. Yeah. And I nominate Laura to be secretary.
I second that.
Can I second all of it? Is there further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Perfunctory.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now we review the bids for the Washington Boulevard Park project, which we received this morning. Packet.
So we opened bids last week for Washington Boulevard Park, and we have some good news and some okay news. No bad news. We asked for two scenarios. One was with a series of rain gardens put in to treat stormwater, and that's your base bid amount. Alternative one was to remove those detention ponds because the county has deemed we probably don't need them based on the impervious surface. So that's why you see two bids there. The apparent low bidder is Olympic Peninsula Construction at Port Ludlam. Their bid was $280,227. That includes tax, which is a lot lower than I thought it was going to be and a lot lower than our engineer thought it was going to be. I've worked with Olympic Peninsula before, I know them, so I've got some history with them. They did provide us with a bond and an affidavit signed and notarized. but they did not provide us a subcontractor list. Per the contract, they were required to provide a subcontractor list to us, people that were going to do work other than their company. It's not a deal breaker in that if all their employees are going to do that work and they're not going to have any subcontractors, that would be the apparent low bid. They don't show any experience in their bid that shows landscaping work, so I worry about that. Who's going to do the landscaping? So Ray's the project manager on this. He's giving them a call to provide, number one, how they're going to do the job if they're awarded, and who's going to do the landscaping. If they say they're going to do the landscaping, we're requiring that we can inspect places that they've done the landscaping. So it's not just, oh yeah, we've done that, we get to go and inspect. So we'll see what Mr. Fisher says. He has 3 days to respond to those requests, so by Friday we should have those, that information. We have done that same thing to Vet Industrial, who's the second bidder, to let them know that we need some references and we'd like to see landscape jobs that they've done. Their bid was for $312,468. So to date, Juanita just ran a report. We spent $50,000 in permitting engineering that. We have another $25,000 to spend on the gazebo, because we bought a gazebo package to go up, so we have another payment to do on that. So if we go with Olympic Peninsula, we can probably do it pretty, we'll do it for $400,000, which is our grant. If we go with Vet, it's going to be pretty close to $400,000. So good news is we've got two bids that will keep us on budget.
Where's Vet from?
We're out of Bremerton.
And no one knows anything really substantial about either one of these yet.
Yep. So we're giving them until Friday to do that. So really nothing more on that. I wanted you to be apprised of all the bids, how they came in, and what our next steps would be. But by next Tuesday, we'll have a pretty good idea of who to award the job to. We're looking at starting construction in April and finishing in September. That's our goal.
Has anybody...
Excuse me?
Has anybody indicated that that could be a problem?
No.
Well, it's good to see that we have five bids.
Actually, there was six.
Six yeah. Bids, sorry.
I was surprised we had that many bids.
Okay. So you'll get the vetting, basically the references and samples of work. Look at them next week. What's your sense of when we would be... Will we be further involved in the decision making?
You have to approve the contract. So it may take us a couple weeks to actually negotiate the contract, but it will come to you for approval before an award or a notice to proceed happens.
So we'll probably be doing a special meeting?
We could do a special meeting, but it may take till the 28th to get everything resolved.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it's probably going to be the 28th is when we're going to approve this.
Okay. Great. Okay. So the next thing is the discussion of the passenger and ferry Kitsap Transit terminal lease.
So I wish I had more to report. I emailed John again today and said, I have a commission meeting today. Any information? We sent everything 2 weeks ago. He had his board meeting. I know they did an executive session on leasing. But I have not. I talked to John after that meeting. He said they have some concerns, and the concerns revolve around our use. So
our use?
Yeah. They basically feel that if they're going to rent it, they want full access. And I'm sorry. Kitsap Transit wants to make sure that they are the only ones that can use that dock. That's where we're having the hang up right now. So I have not heard back. John didn't email me back this morning. So we'll continue working on that deal. I think from talking to him the other day, that's his only hang-up.
Can he offer a, because, you know, we feel, he knows, he should know by now that we feel pretty strongly about that. Can he offer a solution? That's what we're, you know.
Don't know at this point.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for his, we sent him the lease and asked him to have his attorney redline it for us, to say, what are our problems here? And then what Frank Schmeling decided is the four of us should sit together in a room and go through it page by page and say, what's your problem? How can we work this together? That's the only way to do it rather than redlining back and forth.
Yep.
Great.
There was a lot of discussion a month ago about their wanting to get it signed during February. Looks like that probably not going to happen. Okay.
I'm hoping we get it signed by March. I know the boat's on its way. It's coming up the coast right now, so it's through the canal. So, but they have about 4 months worth of work to do with the boat. So, it doesn't sound like John's real pushing this very hard.
Doesn't sound like he's in a hurry. So, do you know how far out the dates are for the work to be done on the one that's going to Seattle? Our dock that goes there.
So I had to give up, I have a dry dock date this week.
Right.
I asked John, I said, so that means I have to give up my dry dock date? And he says, I guess it does. And I said, well, you know, I can't just call and say I need a dry dock. So until we have an agreement, I'm not going to schedule anything.
And that one was like 2 months out, wasn't it? And it was going to take them how long to?
They said they could probably do it in 2 months.
Okay.
I'm not too worried about that.
Okay.
I'm more worried about the fuel lines, the sewer lines, the gerbil tube. Those things are going to take some time.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we go into our scheduled executive session, do we have any public comment?
I have two questions. Back on the Washington Boulevard Park, is there a way that more of the landscapers that do business around here can participate in that? That's the first question. The second question, Jim, do you know why John Clausen wants full use of the dock? Is it because they want to put the extra boat there?
They want to put their extra boat there, we know that, so they want to occupy two sides, and they're still concerned about security.
Tell me about the security, you don't understand. I thought the security meant you didn't want people coming in there at night putting bombs on the boats. Tell me about the security if you don't mind.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what his issue is, so I would like to at some point have John come and explain that. He just keeps talking about security. He wants security. So I really can't speak to that.
So why does he want both sides? Just because of the extra boat?
Yeah. And his worry is, and I was talking to Commissioner Gelder about it on Saturday, is that if we allow someone to come in and their engine goes out, they can't move, or some other thing happens, and he's got a ferry coming in, he wants to make sure that that's available for him when he needs it.
On both sides.
It's his position, so we'll just have to see how we can work around it. As far as the landscapers go, Vet International is using His Hands Landscaping as a subcontractor. He's identified that. They're fairly local. They work in this area a lot.
His Hands, yeah, they have the band. Yeah.
But there's no way you could issue a contract where the heavy stuff is done in your own crew with summer help.
No, this is a grant. Well, things change when you're getting grant money. Grant money is you can't parcel out a project. You have to bid it to a general contractor. So that general contractor can hire how many subs he wants, but yeah, you can't parcel it out and get grant money. We could do it if we didn't have grants involved.
I learned.
Going back to the exclusive use question, I think the idea of the four of you being in the room and working it through is the right next step. But if you can't get to a place with that, I do think it would be worthwhile for John to come and talk to the commission.
Yep, I agree.
And answer hard questions.
I agree.
Okay. And in fact, that may be worthwhile anyway, because we're going to get lots of questions about that. I already am. And it raises eyebrows, you know, que pasa. So,
do you want to have him scheduled for the 28th? Get him on the agenda?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Okay. Lacey, if you could set that up with John Clausen.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
If John wants to park the second boat, is it possible to park it where the pylons are that holds up the storage containers with the little bars there, so there's room there, I've looked, so that he doesn't need that second side?
Not
now, but in the future, if the port ever wants to have use of the other half of the dock. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. It would have to be some floating structure to tie up to.
That's right.
Yeah.
A little raft that goes up and down and parks at whatever boat they have. Is that possible? Is that being discussed?
No.
Could it be discussed?
It could, but permitting would probably be at least a year or two. More water coverage.
Probably a year or two before you ever want it.
Good point.
But that's a really good, interesting thing to... Mm-hmm. Add to the discussion.
And the thing about adding it now rather than later, even though permitting would take a long time, is that it lays out the expectation that this isn't a done deal.
True. Good idea.
Okay. Well, I think with that, we're going to...
Do we want
other
to
questions?
On the letter?
Pardon?
You want to
Thank you.
On the letter?
I had... Yes. We already talked and voted about that.
Oh, but we didn't. No, we skipped over that.
I know. I was joking.
Okay, so I make a motion. Do I make a motion?
Yes.
Motion to that the commission sign the, what did you call it?
The letter of support.
Letter of support.
For the passenger-only ferry study.
For the passenger-only ferry study.
Proposal to Washington State Transportation Committee.
The Washington State Transportation Committee. Letter of support to the Washington State Transportation Committee for the passenger-only ferry study. Correct?
Second. Any discussion?
That was a hard one.
Say that to James Mast.
I think we talked
Do
about
Do you want to explain this to the audience?
Oh.
Sure. Audience.
So we've got a request from one of the organizers of the passenger ferry to sign a letter of support to the Transportation Committee to endorse funding for a regional ferry transportation study. Tacoma is looking at doing passenger ferries. Olympia is looking at doing passenger ferries, really recreating the mosquito fleet, if you will. And so they're asking for the commissioner's support to sign a letter to go to those legislators.
Can I sign it, too?
See,
that's a great idea.
All you have to do is say mosquito fleet and Ron's on board.
Yeah. Or double-decker buses.
Or double-decker buses.
That's a good idea. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So all in favor?
Aye.
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 See, we have three commissioners.
Yeah, we do.
So one's a renegade and doesn't live in the right district. So it's now 1:37. I think we should assume that we will be an hour in executive session.
I would think an hour in executive session.
Yeah.
And Lacey, I'll let you know when we conclude, come back. There's not going to be a decision. So